Joining me on the phone right now is Dryden Legion President Cyril Ryan and Dryden Legion Poppy Chairperson James Ditchfield. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dryden Legion Branch is 63. We'll have an event coming up this Thursday. Cyril, tell us all about it. What is it?
This Thursday is Bimini Ridge, one of our great days. We do our pin ceremonies. We have a lot of our dignitaries, our VIPs at this dinner. Our ladies is putting on a roast beef dinner. The invitation is out to anyone and everyone out there. You can still buy your tickets at the door, Lotto 1, or here at the office in the Legion. Dinner starts at 5:30.
The dinner is an annual event. It also combines an awards evening. Tell us about the awards part, Cyril.
And the awards are people with 5 years to 60 years that received their pins for their years of service and their years of being a member of the Legion.
Let's turn things over to James. James, the Legion Poppy Chairperson. For those who don't know, James, about the history regarding Vimy Ridge, what happened, where, and when?
We like to think of Canada Day as the anniversary of the birth of our nation. This isn't entirely correct. At the time, foreign policy was for the entire British Empire, Canada included, was made in London. The birth pangs of the nation of Canada occurred on the battlefields of northeastern France on Easter Monday, the 9th of April in 1917, at a place called Vimy Ridge. The entire Canadian Expeditionary Force, over 100,000 men in four divisions, took part. Although it was meant as a diversionary attack for a major French thrust in the Champagne region, the battle resulted in the first victory for the Allied powers in the war. This victory emboldened our Prime Minister, Sir Robert Borden, to push for representation of the Dominions, including Australia and New Zealand, when the Allied powers and Germany were negotiating the Treaty of Versailles after the surrender of the Central Powers. Canada became a player on the world stage and stepped out from the shadow of Britain. It is important to remember that victory did not come without a price. 3,600 people would never see the end of the battle on the 12th. And over 7,000 were wounded in the course of the battle. It was the greatest single day's loss that the Canadians suffered in the entire war.
With that history note, James, it's over 100 years ago that this happened. Why is it so important to continue to recognize what happened all those years ago at Vimy Ridge?
Vimy Ridge was the birth of the nation of Canada as opposed to the colony of Canada. Our Prime Minister was emboldened in the 20s to seek the right to make our own foreign policy. In the First World War, when Canada went to war immediately when Britain went to war without any consultation of Canadians. After we were allowed to create our own foreign policy, it was, for example, 3 days between when Britain declared war in World War II and when Canada declared war. There was no doubt that Canada was going to declare war in World War II, but we wanted to prove that we were our own power.
This Thursday, social hour at 5:30, the dinner at 6:30, Dryden's annual recognition of Canada's most memorable military accomplishment at Vimy Ridge. My guests this morning, Legion President Cyril Ryan and Legion Poppy Chairperson James Ditchfield. Make sure you get your tickets for the Legion's Vimy Ridge Banquet and Awards. Tickets available now at the Legion Officer Bar and at Lotto 1 in Dryden.